From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We've been looking this week at the billion-dollar business of human tissue donation. It starts when someone, maybe you, agrees to be an organ donor. There might be something on your driver's license, maybe a red heart, a pink dot, or the word donor to prove it. And that means you've also likely agreed, even if you don't realize it, to donate more than your organs. NPR correspondent Joseph Shapiro explains.
I know that I'm an organ donor. I signed up years ago when I renewed my driver's license. But I had no idea, until Laura Siminoff explained it, that I'd also signed up to donate my tissue.
Mm-hmm. So I pulled out my driver's license.
Okay.
This is my Washington, D.C. driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Siminoff studies why people choose or don't choose to become organ and tissue donors. She's a professor at Virginia Commonwealth University at the medical school. She takes my driver's license and sees the red heart in the upper left-hand corner.
So am I a tissue donor?
Yeah, you should be, because you have a heart, unless there's some stipulations.
So this heart, so this is
it my... It just means you're, it means you're a donor, and it means you're a tissue and an organ donor.
When I signed up, I knew about organ donation. That'd be living organs, things like my heart, lungs, kidneys. Tissue is not nearly as well known. Certainly it wasn't to me. Tissue includes tendons, ligaments, skin, bones, heart valves, corneas. They're taken from a cadaver, and unlike organs, they don't go straight from the donor to a recipient. Tissue is recovered, sterilized, and turned into scores of medical products. Veins are used in heart bypass operations. Bone is used in spinal fusion surgery, or builds up the jaw around a dental implant. A tendon from a cadaver can repair someone else's torn ACL. An official at the Department of Motor Vehicles, where I live, explained that, and this is the way it works in almost every state, when you get your driver's license or renew it, you're given a choice. There's a box to donate or not donate. And the yes box says, I want to donate my organs and tissue. Every state now has laws that make that decision to donate a legally binding one. To understand why, I got a history lesson from Alta Shero. She's a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin.
In colonial times in the United States, the body was not seen as being the property of anybody. It was the subject of civil authority. For example, issues around burial were entirely up to civil authorities.
A dead body was a problem, something that local authorities needed to dispose of safely and cleanly. It wasn't something with monetary or even personal value.
It wouldn't matter which way we thought of it until we got to a point where pieces of this body could be useful to other folks.
And that starts to happen in the late 1800s. American medical schools began needing human bodies for teaching. That gave grave robbers incentive to steal corpses. Then in 1905, surgeons do the first cornea transplants.
And now the question was, who has the authority to decide whether those pieces of the body, whether it's whole organs or individual tissues, can be given away, can be taken without permission?
Courts have struggled with that ever since. I like the idea of donating my organs. They might save someone else's life. And I like the fact that donated tissue can better someone else's life, that bypass operation or the ACL repair. But sometimes donated tissue, that'd be skin, goes for someone else's elective plastic surgery, like penis enlargement surgery. I ask Alta Shero about helping someone else's cosmetic surgery.
So are you okay if your tissue goes to plump up some Hollywood starlet's lips?
Well, I think it's a waste of perfectly good tissue, but I've got plenty of it. And, bless her, she'll have great looking lips, or actually, in some cases, from the pictures I've seen, really silly looking lips.
But some people do have a problem with that. So all but 11 states let donors make more choices than just I'll donate or not donate.
Okay, let's see.
Laura Siminoff, the professor who studies why people donate or not, explains that after you sign up at the DMV, you can then make more specific choices or restrictions by going to a state registry online.
Okay, your whole eyes,
all right.
Your heart valves and vessels.
Let's see.
Okay.
Each state is different. But as a resident of Washington, D.C., I can make choices for nearly 20 organs and tissues.
So now we see what some of the problems with the website is. Your pericardium. How many people know what the pericardium is, right? That's the tissue around your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to donate that?
Then there's one state that, when it comes to choice, seems way ahead.
So this is California?
This is California. See, it's different.
On California's website, you can limit what tissue you donate and how it gets used.
And then here's the other limitation. My gift of skin may be used for life-saving and reconstructive purposes only.
Which means?
Which means no cosmetic purposes, no plump lips.
And that's in California, the land of the plumped up lips.
Yes, absolutely.
Siminoff says the only way to truly protect your choice is to make sure your family knows your wishes. Because if the tissue bank calls to ask for a body and a family member hesitates, the tissue bank will probably back off. There are now more than 101 million Americans who have signed up to be organ and tissue donors. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
This project was reported with help from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. To see what choices your state offers for organ and tissue donation, go to npr.org.